Good morning, hello, and welcome to Tara. I find it a great privilege to be able to share the word of God with you today. Hope you are good, hope you are well, and I just want to welcome the Holy Spirit into this meeting right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I welcome you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm about to speak your word to your children as I speak through me, and just let it touch the lives of people listening. Let the word convict those that are sinning, that are sinned, that they will return to you because you are a God of love and you love them. And I just want to bless you. Take charge of today in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. I find it a great privilege to be able to share the word of God with you. And I say, may God bless you in Jesus' name. I just want to say, Jesus loves you. John chapter 3 verse 10 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is it. You have to believe in Jesus. Believe that Jesus came to die for you. Believe in the power that Jesus has over your life. Believe in the authority that you have as a child of God. Because God has given us a name, that the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every knee must bow. It's important to trust in God and trust in his word. And just put in the first place the word of God. I would say in Matthew chapter 6 verse 3, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Do not worry about things, but seek God first. Put the name, put the word of God first. Praying for ministers, praying for the church, praying for people, praying for the lost souls. Put God first. Put the things of God first. You find out that every other thing that you need, that you desire, will be added to you. This moment, I just want to encourage you to know that Jesus loves you. And as many that have not given their life to Jesus Christ, there's an opportunity for you to give. And so if you're that person that wants to rededicate your life to God, or want to serve God and just want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior today, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, be the God of my life. I know you died for me, and on the third day you resurrected. I ask for your mercy in any way I've sinned against you. I ask that you come, take control of my life, be my Lord and personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God, and you're now a Christian. I love you, and God loves you. We may bless in Jesus' name. Amen. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.